The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show featuring Gogo the Chimp.
Nothing like a chimp to liven up a radio show.
Easy there, Gogo. Gogo, no. No, Gogo, no. Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there. Thank you, Todd. Folks, you know that I'm friends with Victoria Jackson. Many of you remember her from Saturday Night Live, and some of you younger people do not remember her from Saturday Night Live. But she was one of the greats. And when I found out that she was, you know, a person of Christian faith, I thought, get out of here. And then I met her and I realized, no, it's actually true that somebody that funny could be, you know, serious about their faith. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice someday to have like a radio program or something and to have her on the program? Well, I realized that's just not going to happen. And then I realized, oh, no, it is going to happen. And it might even happen right now. Now, Victoria Jackson, welcome to the program.
Da-da-da-da!
How are you? We haven't talked to you in a while. I was hoping we could get you in the studio physically, but we can only do it via phone right now. But we have to figure out how to get you into New York, Victoria.
Okay. Eric, I was looking at your stuff, and you're traveling all the time.
I'm traveling right now. You can't tell, but I'm in the cockpit of a Cessna blasting across Montana right now. But I make it look so easy. I'm traveling a lot in the upcoming months. I have, like, next week I'm going to Birmingham. Well, actually, now I'm trying to think. This is, if people want to know where I am, because I'm going to get confused, they have to go to ericmetaxas.com and hit speaking, because I'm going to be in Birmingham, Dallas, Houston, Anaheim. It goes on and on. I'm interviewing Caroline Kennedy in Chicago. I think that's in May. Caroline Kennedy, can you believe that?
Cool.
Well,
does she have to talk about?
That's a good question. I have no idea. I have no idea. It's going to be interesting, right? So, I travel a lot. But how did you start interviewing me? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
I taught an acting class last night.
You taught an acting class? How did that happen? What's going on?
Well, I don't know. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm hoping to learn.
But why did people show up to learn from you while you're learning?
Maybe because I got on Saturday Night Live.
Well, where was the acting class?
In Nashville.
You live in Nashville. So how is it advertised? How do people, you know, get to be in your acting class?
I guess word of mouth. No, they take from this regular teacher, Alan Dysart, And he's like a real acting teacher, and he's good. But then he started to ask me to fill in when he's out of town, and I think I'm getting better at it.
Yeah, I hope your students also think you're getting better at it because they're paying money. Victoria,
yeah,
I don't know how to break it down for you, but they're demanding that you know what you're doing. They're paying good money, and to have this fly-by-night instructor kick it to you just because he wants to go to Vegas and blow what he made on the previous suckers, that is not right. And as a Christian,
no,
you need to stand against that.
He was a soap star, and then he's been doing this a long time, and he really knows how to do it. But, and actually, I think I might take a class from him, but that's my new venture, and I'm performing in Vegas next month.
You are?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Where are you performing in Vegas?
At a nursing home.
All right, now wait a second. That's actually very funny. I'm performing in Vegas, and it's like, we're in Vegas. The Sands? No. Caesar, no. Where? On the second floor lounge of a nursing home.
Hey, it counts because I'm getting paid, and I'm getting free air and free hotel, and I'm getting paid, so it counts.
Well, okay, what nursing home books comedians to come in and pays? And like, what kind of a nursing home is this? This doesn't sound like a nursing home to me.
I forgot the name. It's something like Fountains or Living Forever Water or something like that.
How many people are going to be there that they can afford to book comedians?
Well, it's actually a big deal because it's their annual big deal, and the whole family comes, like all the ages, not just the old people.
Oh, so there's people without hearing aids that are going to be there.
Yes.
Oh, that's key for a comedian. You know, So, yeah, you can make references to, like, iPhones and stuff, and some people will even get it. That's pretty cool. And then you can throw in some jokes for the old-timers. That's really so how many people do you think are going to be there at this shindig?
Maybe 200, 300.
300, okay. So this is an annual thing that they do for the family. So it's kind of like family weekend or something like that.
Yeah, but see, I love this gig because I have no pressure. Because if I bomb, I can just say they couldn't hear me.
Right. Well, but the younger people will be able to hear you. Bad news for you, Victoria. The young people will be able to hear perfectly well. And if they don't laugh, it's going to sting.
I bombed because their relatives are deaf.
It's possible that the problem when you're dealing with different crowds, you know this, you're a performer. Now, I deal with this infinitely less than you do, but you never know what the crowd will be like, right? And
right.
I did this thing where I interviewed Dick Cavett out in the Hamptons. I had already done this with him before, and then he and his wife loved it, and they said, would you come out and do this out in the Hamptons? And so it was like a Sunday night, and that should have been the tip-off right there. Like, all the people have left. So who's going to be there on a Sunday night? And it was a lot of kind of old-timers and stuff. And as soon – you must know this as a performer. As soon as we did some really witty repartee and there were crickets, I thought, uh-oh, we're going to have to slow it down. We're going to have to pull it back a couple of notches because they're not getting those jokes. They're not, they're just here to see Dick Cavett. And this must happen to you, right? Like, you're in an audience, and right away in the beginning, you can tell, are they on this groove or not?
Well, let me tell you what happened the last show I did. It was about a month ago, and the local guy, who's your new best friend, Michael DelGiorno.
Wait a minute.
Remember Michael DelGiorno? You were on his show in Nashville, and he's your friend now, and he's my friend. Remember?
Yes, Michael DelGiorno.
Well, he got me this gig, and it was an hour and a half out of Nashville, kind of in the boondocks. And it was in an old elementary school that's not being used anymore. And we didn't know what we were doing there, but we were getting paid. And he started doing his act, and realized there was children in the audience, and most of his material was about sex. And he said he started, like, in his mind, like, aborting. Like, he said, abort, abort, abort. I think he should have said What's a better word for that when you're editing in your mind?
Well, I think it really doesn't matter since it's in your mind. People can't hear what's in your mind, but I understand.
So
yeah.
In his mind, he was going, you know, don't say that. Okay, this is what happened when he was on stage opening for me. He said, you know how people are starting to have sex with dolls and robots, dolls. That's what our society has come to. And then this little kid in the audience went, I don't play with dolls.
Yeah.
And then Michael
That was the voice of God punching your friend in the head. Michael, needed to hear out of the mouths of babes, oft time come gems. That's right out of scripture. That's incredible. So what did poor Michael do at this point when he realized that he's just like contributing to the corruption of minors?
Yeah, see, me and Michael thought this was a February 14th weekend for couples to be romantic. We thought it'd be all adults. We didn't know there was kids there. And
did they book Red Fox and LaWanda Page also? Hold on a second. We're going to be right back. It's the Eric Mattack Show talking to Victoria Jackson.
What if every Christian discovered that their favorite hero of the faith held to some false and even shocking views? In his new book, Regrace, best-selling author Frank Viola uncovers some of the shocking beliefs held by faith giants like Luther, Augustine, and C.S. Lewis. He challenges us all to engage with fellow believers more graciously, even when we disagree. Regrace is available now, wherever books are sold.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas for Americans for Freedom of Religion. Have you heard the lie that America's public schools are God-free zones? Do you hear Americans who lament that God, religion, and morals are not allowed in our schools? Politicians and the media have twisted the phrase separation of church and state, insisting that God is not allowed in our schools, but that just is not true. Student prayer was never removed from schools, and the Department of Education's guidelines state that students may pray, read the Bible, and share about their faith as long as it's student-initiated, voluntary, and non-disruptive. But public school students are routinely told not to pray, write about their faith, or even speak the phrase Merry Christmas. Learn more at AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org. Download our video and educational materials to share with your family, friends, and public school administrators. Please consider contacting or supporting this nonprofit religious freedom movement so that we may preserve America's religious heritage. Visit AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org to get involved and support our fight for freedom of religion. AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis. to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of the Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
Folks, that is the great Jerry Rafferty. I'm the not-so-great Eric Metaxas talking to the great Victoria Jackson. Victoria Jackson, I got so many questions I want to ask you. First question, you ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, the first question is, are you subscribed to my weekly newsletter? Be honest, you're my friend.
Yes.
Really?
I think so.
You hesitated.
And I'm still giving money to Food for the Poor because you got me into that.
I sucked you into that? All right. Now, wait a second. But every week I send out an email on Friday. And the only way to get it is you have to sign up at my website, ericmetaxas.com. And I tell all my friends, and since you're my friend, I'm telling you, if you're not signed up for that, you're missing all kinds. Last week, I interviewed one of the main characters in The Godfather. And you didn't know anything about that because you don't get my email.
I do get your email, but I'm behind on email.
Well, let me just put it this way, Vicky, it's your loss. Because he was, I mean, and I put photographs in there. Suzanne and I went skiing. And don't tell my wife, by the way, she doesn't even know who Suzanne is. But Suzanne and I went skiing, and we took pictures. The snow was so high in Jackson Hole that it was like... Well, normally I don't post that much stuff on Instagram.
And it was as high as the stop sign.
It was as high as the moon. It was very high, and that was a miniature stop sign. It was like 10 inches high. But seriously, the snow was like they've had like 40 feet over the course of this winter. It's like insane. And so anyway, I put all this on my weekly email and pictures of me with celebrities like Victoria Jackson from SNL and that kind of stuff. And you're missing it. So you have to go to ericmetaxas.com. Vicky, you've got to sign up. You've got to.
You're like a movie star lifestyle. Skiing and Jackson Hole. I'm doing nursing homes. Where did I go wrong?
You know, it sounds...
I'm not skiing in Jackson Hole.
But Jackson Hole sounds glamorous. It's just a place to ski. What's glamorous about it? You want to see my hotel bathroom? How glamorous it was? It was not glamorous. It's just a place to ski. You go where the mountains are, right? What are you supposed to do? Jackson Hole just sounds exotic. In fact, Suzanne and I got there and we thought, like, you know, it's nice, but like, why do people talk like, ooh, Jackson Hole? Like, I don't get it. I don't know. But anyway,
I went there once and I loved it because it was so empty of civilization.
Okay.
Like, only rich people can go away from civilization and not starve.
I didn't feel that way. That's interesting. Anyway, But I'm glad that it sounds like I'm living the life of a movie star. So
you've
actually been in movies. I've not been in any movies, Vicky.
I would like to name drop a little bit today.
Would you? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm very, very tickled because...
All right, that's enough.
I don't have that many famous... friends besides you.
Right.
And, you know, John Lovitz.
I'm right up there with Woody and Abe Lincoln. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I recorded this new song that's going to be my new hit single that's going to actually start my singing career in Nashville. I've been working on my singing career here for 5 years since I moved here, and I think it's really going to happen now.
Okay, now have you vetted this song with, like, people in the business? Because if this is not great, they're going to judge you, and they're not going to give you a second chance. So, you know, sometimes you only get one bite at the apple. Are you sure you want to go out with this song? What's the song?
Yes, I have vetted it, and even better than that, I have co-written it with a big shot here.
Who's the big shot?
And so the secret is, if you can get a big shot as a co-writer publisher, you can get your foot in the door better. Sort of heard that.
But who's the big shot? Is it, to
Ray
be honest,
Stevens.
Is it Waylon Jennings? Ray Stevens. Wait, what are his big hits now? He didn't do I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes, did he?
I don't know. But
did he do the streak?
And he did Everything Is Beautiful.
In its own way.
And he did this hit of the song Misty that's upbeat. It was a really big hit. But, you know, Everything Is Beautiful.
In its own way. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Lyrics.
And he has a whole bunch of other hits. This one about the squirrel. And he's a conservative. And
everybody in Nashville is conservative. Wait. But he wrote The Streak?
Yeah.
Okay.
They call him The Streak. Look at that. The
fastest thing on two feet.
Look at that.
You know, he in my world, he is a god. If I weren't a Christian, I would worship him as a music god for having written The Streak. And whoever wrote Convoy, C.W. McCall, these are the gods of 70s music. Unbelievable. How did you meet Ray Stevens? And was he wearing clothing?
Yes, I was in a movie with him in Shreveport 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Louisiana.
Anything I would have heard of? Snakes on a Plane 3?
It's called Campin' Buddies, and it was a very, like, Three Stooges kind of shtick.
Did it make it into any actual theaters, or was this like a nursing home thing also? What's the story with this movie? Come on.
Don't put my art down. Art is art.
That's the whole question. Was it art, or was it just something that you know, they threw together and it didn't? Did it get into theaters? Come on.
I don't know. I don't go to movies.
You don't know. You're in the movie. You were in the stinking movie.
I'm in them.
With Ray Stevens, and you're telling me you don't know anything about the movie? Vicky, if Johnny Carson had you on his couch right now and you delivered up this kind of nonsense, he would have Ed bounce you. You know that. You need to deliver. You need
don't
to be
you
prepared.
Know the life of an actor is one continual audition.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, I'm
okay.
Still auditioning.
So you were in the movie with Ray Stevens. You don't know anything about the movie except the title and that you and Ray were in it.
Yes, the other star was, oh man, he's my friend. My mind went blank. He was in, it'll come to me.
Let me guess. The French Connection?
Hey, I was in a movie with Sean Connery.
You told me about that. And what did he say to you?
And Dustin Hoffman.
What? What's the movie?
I mean, they're not better than Ray Stevens.
What is the movie that they were in?
Family Business. I was in that.
When did that come out?
When I was young.
When you were young? Was this...
Hey, listen, let me name drop.
Was it a talkie?
Ha ha ha.
Ah, ha ha. Was it in Technicolor? Was it in Sensaround? What year was it?
I can still do a handstand.
Well, I never could, so go ahead.
Okay, so what happened was I wrote this song with Buddy Kolb, Cyrus Buddy Kolb, great songwriter in town. And he has a lot of hits, and he works with Ray Stevens. And when I was on the set, I was singing him my new song, When I Get to Nashville, and it's a universal theme because a lot of people come here to be a country singer star.
You know, you don't even have to say that because it's universal theme, everybody gets it. And that is exactly correct. It's like when I go to Hollywood, when I go to Nashville. So you sang the song to Ray Stevens?
And his partner, Buddy. They write together.
Okay.
And we were in the van every day at the movie set. And Buddy said, hey, I fiddled with your words a little bit. Tell me what you think. And he made it way better.
I could have done that for you. I'm a writer. I can't believe you went outside.
Yeah.
You went outside the camp.
I also heard you're a good singer.
I can sing. I can sing. I just don't get gigs. Maybe if I were willing to play nursing homes, but nobody calls me up to sing. It's true. No, of course I can sing.
I'll hook you up.
You and I can sing. We can have a career in Nashville together. We could sing that hee-haw song. You know the there are two hee-haw songs that I have sung on the stage in Nashville. Did you know that?
Really?
No, I'm serious. When I've done a lot of, you know, speechifying in Nashville, and when I get up there, I said, since I'm in Nashville, could we start by singing a song? They think they're going to hear some intellectual thing on Bonhoeffer. And I say, could we sing, you know, Where, Oh, Where Are You Tonight? You know that one?
Where, oh, where are you tonight?
Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over, and I thought I found true love. You met another, and you was gone. So that song, we sang
voice.
It. Well, we sang it, but the whole audience sang it with me. And I thought to myself,
so
this is
hear how good your
so...
voice was, but right now, everyone could hear.
That was Albin. Albin, usually...
Yes, closet singer superstar.
And so, you know, I thought it's Nashville, so I could sing the hee-haw song in Nashville. And I sang it, and the crowd sang it with me, and I thought, this is fun. Some people get to do this for a living. Hey, Vicky, hold on. We're going to be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to the great Victoria Jackson. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump's first veto while in office will be coming shortly today. The president says he will veto the congressional resolution revoking his declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Deadly mosque shooting in New Zealand has left 49 people dead and up to 48 injured. One man is under arrest and charged with murder. Two others are being held, police trying to determine how they may be involved. U.S. industrial production increased a slight 0.1% in February as an increase in utilities and mining offset the second straight monthly drop in manufacturing. North Korea's vice foreign minister says his country may withdraw from nuclear talks with the U.S. and may resume missile development and testing. The official says dictator Kim Jong-un will decide soon. On Wall Street now, the Dow is ahead 137 points. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical free, Plug-In Pest Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Last night.
That's the great Todd Lundgren. And I'm talking to the great Victoria Jackson. Vicky, it's fun to talk to you, Vicky. Thanks for being fun.
I was thinking that you always cheer me up.
You want to hear something? I'm not joking. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not joking. I was just thinking, you always cheer me up, and I'm not joking. Because I was in a crummy mood earlier today. I've been going through some tough stuff. I shot some people and they're after me. You know what I mean? I went off my meds and I shot some people. And you know what? Some people just need shooting. Have you met people like that? And I'm not going to apologize. I don't care.
You know, that's funny, but you're being very politically incorrect right now.
What a pity. And I'm also a racist and a bigot and a xenophobe. And everybody knows that. If you've read my books, you know I'm a big-time racist. Read Amazing Grace. It's all there. All you need to do is understand. I've already put it in print. Okay, so, folks, I'm talking to Victoria Jackson. And Vicky, I'm not joking that I sometimes I have the blues. I've had, clinical depression over the years, and I'm on meds and stuff. I've been very public about that. And today was, Alvin can tell you, we've been going through some, it's just like, you know, some days you just think like, I just want to go back to bed. And as soon as I talk to you, my mood changes. I'm not kidding. I think we should get married. Your husband and my wife and the two of us, we should get together and see if we can figure out a way to do this. Or maybe we could just live together and cheer each other up across the kitchen, you know?
That would probably be more Christian, but I was thinking Shania Twain, they wife swapped. And
you know what?
Working out good.
Hey, times have changed, you know? Who's to say what's right or wrong in these topsy-turvy times? No, it is kind of
like
funny,
maybe
though.
Maybe I'm a man and you're a woman. Who knows?
We are sick. We are sick people. No wonder my wife doesn't listen to this. See?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to get my phone on the line. And we're gonna talk it out. We're gonna talk it out. Is that your current husband? What's his name?
Paul.
Yeah.
He's downstairs with the barking dog. But I gotta finish my story.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a great story. So, Buddy and Ray and me, you know, we have this song, and it kind of. Like good wine, it kind of just sat there and aged a little bit, you know?
I guess. I don't know. I didn't know that happened to music.
I went to my friend Jim McBurney's house, and, you know, he's my best friend, and he records me for free.
Right. You've mentioned him, sure.
Because he's kind.
Yeah.
And everyone else in the world is like, wants money for everything.
Right.
Every time you blink, you know?
Except for Jim and me.
Yeah.
Right. All those other people. Okay, so go ahead.
I'm at his house, and he puts some, musical instruments on it with his machines. He puts a piano on it, and he puts some, fiddles and banjos and stuff on it. And it sounds like a real song. And then I go, hey, Jim, you know what would be perfect? If we had this Rob Schneider voiceover at the beginning and the end, because when Rob Schneider from Saturday Night Live, I worked with him in the early 90s, When I had cancer and I was bald-headed and very bloated from chemotherapy, et cetera, I went down to Nashville Zany's Comedy Club when he was in town performing. And I hung out in the green room. I stalked him. I put him in an awkward situation. And I said, hi, Rob. Would you do me a favor? Like, what's he going to say, right?
What's he going to say?
Yeah, and I never asked for favors,
he could have said,
and I hate that.
He could have said, back it up, loser. I'm the hot kid in town now.
Yeah, bald-headed lady. Get out of my green room.
He could have said, I'm the new flavor in town. Get out of my way. That's what I would have done. That's what Alvin would have done. Most people would have done that. What did he do?
He was so gracious and kind. He said, sure. I said, I'm working on a reality show of me trying to get to the Grand Ole Opry. And could you do a little shtick in it, you know, because he's famous. And I hate that whole thing of show business, using people, blah, blah, blah. I actually wrote a song called Use Me, if you want to hear it next time. But so he was so kind. And we videoed this little segment and put it into the computer and forgot about it. Now, I was thinking it would sound good on this song. So I dug it out. We put it on there. And Ray Stevens loves it. And his buddy, his co-writer, loves it. And I love it. And the last problem was I had to get Rob Schneider's permission before you air it on your show, if you would be so kind.
Well, I thought we were going to air it now.
Well, yes, but I had to ask Rob's permission because I can't just use his million-dollar voice.
Did you get his permission?
Did I?
I think you did. Can we play it?
Well, the end of the story is I prayed that God would let him say yes, and then I emailed him timidly.
Did you use the timid typeface? Yeah, go ahead.
Please, thank you for doing that thing at Zany's a couple years ago. I'm healed from cancer now, 4 years.
Oh, when you drop the cancer bomb, that's putting the guilt trip on him. He can't say no now.
Exactly. And, by the way, I got more to tell you about him. He's doing a movie in Hawaii right now.
Right,
a movie star like you.
Hold on to that thought, because I'm just coming off the ski lift, and we're going to be right back with Victoria Jackson. Hey, watch it.
Under God's heaven, the world's gonna find me.
Hey, Albin, isn't
yes.
it time that we heard about what Janice has to say about Relief
sure.
Factor? We're sponsors of Relief Factor on this program. It works for me. I talk about it all the time. But let's hear from somebody else. Here's Janice.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
I love stories like
this. That's great.
Well, look, I've talked to so many people who have had this experience. I told you that I've had this experience. ReliefFactor.com is the website for $19.95. By the way, the reason it's so popular is very cheap. You take this stuff. It's all botanicals. Within 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you. Sometimes in 3 days, you'll know, or in a day. But I'm saying give it 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence. The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence. The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas for Americans for Freedom of Religion. Have you heard the lie that America's public schools are God-free zones? Do you hear Americans who lament that God, religion, and morals are not allowed in our schools? Politicians and the media have twisted the phrase separation of church and state, insisting that God is not allowed in our schools, but that just is not true. Student prayer was never removed from schools, and the Department of Education's guidelines state that students may pray, read the Bible, and share about their faith as long as it's student-initiated, voluntary, and non-disruptive. But public school students are routinely told not to pray, write about their faith, or even speak the phrase Merry Christmas. Learn more at AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org. Download our video and educational materials to share with your family, friends, and public school administrators. Please consider contacting or supporting this nonprofit religious freedom movement so that we may preserve America's religious heritage. Visit AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org to get involved and support our fight for freedom of religion. AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then, a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over here by the tomatoes, and here he comes. Running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
He comes.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
There he goes.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
He's just as proud as he can be.
Can't believe it. We're playing The Streak, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm talking to a woman who co-wrote a song with the man who wrote The Streak, Victoria Jackson. Vicky, this is getting more and more exciting. Keep talking because
okay,
I want to play this song.
This is better.
Go.
Okay. So Ray Stevens, by the way, he built his own theater. It's called Cabaret. C-A-B-O-R-A-Y.
Uh-huh.
Like the English spelling of cabaret.
Where is this theater?
It's in Nashville, and it's been about a year, and it's open, and I went like 4 times to his show. He performs every weekend. He does all of his hits. He has great backup singers, great band. It's dinner theater.
What do he sing?
He sang all his hits, baby. They're so good, and he looks great.
Does he have a jug band?
No, he has like one of those Johnny Carson bands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's still working every night. Unbelievable. I don't know how old he is now. But anyway, he looks great. He's doing great. He likes this song and co-wrote it, and Buddy, you know, co-wrote it. And so I'm hoping this song is going to bring me to the Grand Ole Opry for my big debut.
Uh-huh.
Long story short, Rob Schneider, I emailed him this morning, and I think I might have woken him up. When I first I texted him, and it was like 6 in the morning LA time.
Speak clearly, because I want to make sure my audience gets every detail of these non-essentials. Go ahead.
Right. I'm talking about big movie star people like you and them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then he emails me back really fast, and he says, let's see here. Now, you know, he could have been so mean or just ignored me. He said he's glad I'm healthy, and he said, keep forging ahead with your show. And he says, this email shall serve as permission for Victoria Jackson to use my voice recording and video for her TV docuseries. I wish you success with it.
Wow. All right.
And
now, do we get to hear the song?
Yeah. But wait, I want to tell you that I told him you want him on your show.
You told Rob Schneider I want him on my show? Of course I want him on the show. And a guy like that, he probably flies to New York in his private jet and wouldn't mind stopping in here. We have a helipad on the top of the TBN roof.
Eric,
yeah?
He has some gigs in New York. I looked on his website.
All right. But, Vicky, you know what? If this happens, you've got to come to New York, too. Like, this would be a lot of fun. We could have a hootenanny.
I got to tell you one more thing.
Yeah.
I did not know this, but his daughter is a famous singer, and I bet nobody knew.
Rob Schneider's daughter is a famous singer. Would it be a name that I know?
It's L King, E-L-L-E-K-I-N-G, and she had this big hit, X's and O's, and she has a new record out now. And
yeah.
I went to see her at the Ryman Live a couple years ago.
Yeah.
She's got that star thing.
What's the difference between the Ryman and the Grand Ole Opry?
Okay, well, I've still been trying to figure it out, but the Ryman was the original place for it. It's a church. It's an old church, and it has charm, and it looks like a church inside. But the Grand Ole Opry, they have a new building that doesn't have charm. It's new and bigger, and so people sing in both of them.
Are we going to get to hear your song, or ain't we?
Yes, I'm very honored that you would play my premiere time of anyone hearing it. Thanks to
here it
Steve
is.
McBurney.
Here it is. Or we're going to run out of time. Go.
You could be a singer, because I know you can sing.
Really?
You could.
Really?
Yeah. And you're in where?
Nashville.
You're in Nashville. Best singers in the world come here.
Well, I'll tell you, last night I sang at the Tin Roof.
Oh, the Tin Roof.
On Broadway.
Yeah, I know the Tin Roof, sure.
But my goal is the Grand Ole Opry.
That's going to be tough, I'm going to be honest with you.
When I get to Nashville, I'm going to make the rounds. I'll do a show on Music Row or Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. I'll get booked at the Bluebird. It's hard, but I know I will. Because I'm going to be a country star when I get to Nashville. When I get to Nashville, I'm going to make a splash. I'll dress up all in sequins or in black like Johnny Cash. Or let Manuel make me something swell. Give them all a thrill. I'm going to be a country star when I get to Nashville. Right now I'm waiting tables at a truck stop in Omaha. But when I get to Guitar Town, I'll show them something that they never saw. When I get to Nashville, I'm gonna knock them dead. I'll be the only country singing star who can sing standing on her head. I'll play my ukulele at the Opry and make their hearts stand still. I'm gonna be a country star when I get to Nashville. Right now I'm writing fan letters to Ray Stevens and Brad Paisley. But when I make it in Music Town, they'll be writing to me. When I get to Nashville, I'm gonna knock them dead. I'll be the only country singing star who can sing standing on her head. I'll play my ukulele at the Opry and make their hearts stand still. I'm gonna be a country star. I'm gonna be a country star. I'm gonna be a country star. Well, Dolly Parton has a gimmick. Actually, she has two gimmicks. I'll have three, so I can do a handstand. If Dolly Parton did a handstand, she'd probably suffocate herself. Right?
She's never going to sing at the Grand Ole Opry. She might not even sing at the Grand Little Opry or any Opry. No Opry. That is not going to happen.
Uh-oh. Hey, when we come back, we're going to discuss this with the singer, my friend Victoria Jackson.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump will sign the first veto of his presidency today, a day after Congress voted to terminate the national emergency at the southern border. The president signing the veto within the hour in the Oval Office. 49 people killed in a deadly mosque shooting in New Zealand. 48 were injured. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says the U.S. is disturbed by what happened in New Zealand.
We've been in touch with our embassy overnight. We're still getting details, but the State Department and others are following up on it. We're very concerned. We're going to cooperate with the New Zealand authorities to the extent we can.
One man is under arrest and charged with murder. Two others are in custody also. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow ahead 152 points. The NASDAQ is up 71. This is SRN News.
This is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That is the Monkees. Peter Tork died. I still can't get over that. I don't want to start out on a bummer. My goodness. But Vicky, we played the song. Was that like a national debut for that song?
Yeah.
So if it fails, you're going to blame me?
It's not going to fail.
It's not going to fail. That's exactly right. Listen, there is so much about that song that's clever and wonderful. Now, there were a couple of things in there. I thought if I was like a producer that I would tweak this and I would tweak that. Like, you know, like,
I know what you would tweak because I want to tweak it, too. Like when my voice gets too low and it's gravelly.
I didn't think of that. That's not the tweaking I was talking about. No, I guess there was a couple of spots where I thought, you know, in the Streak where he uses the thing where you blow on that ring and it makes a whing sound. You know that?
Yeah.
I think it's a couple of places that if you deftly placed that in, it would add to the sophistication generally. And then there was a couple other tiny things like that. But it's as everything you do, it's very clever. And but just so you know, when you said that that Dolly Parton has a gimmick.
Gimmick?
I immediately thought, actually, she has two gimmicks. And you said it. Because great comic minds think alike. But then
I think Buddy Cobb might have thought of that joke.
Well,
Buddy wrote most of the words, I think.
So he would be considered the lyricist in some ways.
No. Well, I came up with the title and the beginning. It was colon.
Well, look, you sing it anyway, so
we, right.
But so, what are you going to do with this? Now you played it on the Eric Metaxas Show. Now what? Where do you go from here? I mean, you pretty much hit the top right out of the gate. What happens now?
Yeah. Well, the next thing is I want to get to sing it at the Grand Ole Opry.
I think we should do a show together at the Grand Ole Opry. I don't know why I'm saying that. I have no reason to say that. I just think it would be fun.
I think Amy Grant does every year.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to.
That'll be funny.
We're going to kick Amy to the curb. No offense, Amy. We say that in love, to the curb. Really, we could do that. We could do that. Do we have enough time? It's only March. How do we do a Christmas show?
Let's do it.
How would we do it?
Maybe we could be the opening concert for her and Vince Gill.
No. We're gonna crush them. We're going to put them out of business. You need to be confident. Remember, it's a zero-sum game. You want to win, somebody else has to lose. We're going to crush them, you and me.
Yeah,
in the name of the Lord, we're crushing them. Oh, what? Oh, you like them? They're nice people?
Yes, they're very nice people.
Then I take back everything you just said. I take it back. All right, so Vicky, we could do that. It'd be fun. We could sing that Hee Haw song. And what is that other one, that Hee Haw song? It's something, something agony on me. Deep, dark. You don't know that one, do you?
I never saw Hee Haw because we didn't have a TV.
I can't believe I can't remember this. People all over America are saying they know the song, and they're saying, Eric, it's this, and I can't hear them because it's radio. We're out of time. Will you stay on the line so I can talk to you? Because we're going to be out of time in just a second here. Can you hang on?
Sure.
Okay, hang on. But it's just so much fun to talk to you. You've cheered me up. Vicki, you do it all the time. Really,
Eric,
you do.
Eric totally cheered me up. Is, you have no idea.
It's kind of weird. I think we better work together. I think I think we have a future at the Grand Ole Opry together. And we're going to show them what fur. No, we're going to give them what fur. And we're going to show them. We're going to show them a thing or two. I think that we're capable of it. We're going to have to end the show there. Vicki, don't leave. I need to talk to you off the air. Folks, thank you for listening. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Go to MetaxasTalk.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.